With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There are now two presidential debates on the calendar.
After trading challenges and barbs on social media, President Biden and former President Trump agreed to hold a pair of general election debates. The first one will be on June 27th, hosted by CNN. It'll be at the network's Atlanta studios with no audience. On September 10th, ABC will host the other debate. The Trump campaign also proposed additional debates in July and August. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump is asking New York's highest court, the State Court of Appeals, to overturn a gag order imposed on him by the judge presiding over his Manhattan criminal trial. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen returns to the witness stand today at that trial. Police have retaken a building occupied by anti-Israel protesters at UC Irvine. A tent encampment on campus has also been cleared. Also at SRNNews.com, Russian President Putin is on a two-day state visit to China, meeting with his Chinese counterpart in Beijing. That's where we find the BBC's Laura Bicker.
An honor guard from the People's Liberation Army met Mr. Putin as he descended from his plane at dawn. This is his first foreign trip since being sworn in for the fifth presidential term last week, and he chose Beijing because the relationship has reached its highest level ever, he told Chinese state media. Mr. Putin will want to know he can rely on trade with China, as it's become Russia's lifeline since Western sanctions were imposed for its invasion of Ukraine.
A statue of the late Reverend Billy Graham will be unveiled today at the U.S. Capitol. 7-foot-tall bronze sculpture will stand in the Capitol's National Statuary Hall, one of two statues representing the state of North Carolina. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 35 points. NASDAQ futures 30 points higher. This is SRN News. Are you satisfied with your life?
According to a wide-ranging Gallup poll, only 47% of Americans are, quote, very satisfied with their personal life, the lowest percentage in nearly 15 years. However, the survey also reveals that people of faith and those who are married are more satisfied than the general population. 56% of regular churchgoers say they are very satisfied with their personal life, as do 57% of people who are married. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism in Paris, a city memorial honoring people who helped to rescue Jews in France during the country's Nazi occupation, has been vandalized with paint. The attack on the Wall of the Righteous comes in the context of tensions and anger in France over the Israel-Hamas war. Anti-Semitic acts have surged in France, a country with the largest Jewish and Muslim populations in Western Europe. The wall bears the names of more than 3,900 people. SRN News. The Biden administration is attempting to mend fences with Israel by sending $2 billion in aid. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Seeking to stem the backlash that erupted when President Biden ordered a freeze on a multi-billion-dollar package of arms and ammunition Israel needs to fight the war against Hamas and Hezbollah, the president has cleared a billion-dollar substitute array of arms that will not include the 2,000-pound bombs that were in the center of the U.S.-Israel dispute. But it is unlikely that the New Deal will do much to quell the bad feelings generated by the president's threat to withhold vital intelligence from Israel unless it meets American demands about how and with what ammunition it fights the war. The intel might include the whereabouts of the war's masterminds. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
Find more details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.